There are a lot of ways to help you get ready for later hypnotic trance. You could lay down somewhere and watch a spiral or a pendulum. You could listen to my voice talking about soothing, relaxing ideas. But the thrill of the forbidden is gonna make trances related to fucking a lot more powerful. If you're already shivering from the intensity of the experience, how much better will every trance be when I can use a simple trigger to remind you of my thrusts inside? Masturbate along if you have an anal toy, some kind of curved prostate massager, or even just a plug-in so you can squeeze on it at the right moments. If you have room to move and slide around, that will help you get into it when we get to the right part. The fucking goes right up to your brain. Doesn't matter how this works physically, but this is about that feeling filling you to the brim. So have a butt toy, lube, towels, a bed you can lay your back on, and I'll get my strap-on ready. Strip nude, lay down, get cleaned up, get ready, and lay down. It'd help me if you lifted your legs up so I could get a better look at everything. But you can wait until the right part. I've got enough access right now. Access to what's between your ears, what's between your legs. See me standing next to the bed. Harness on, getting a strap on ready. You can see my hands rubbing lube into it, but all your eyes catch is the reflection of light off the very lubricated toy, and my black gloves as I slip it into place. Meanwhile, I'm looking at your dick, and thinking about my words finding their way into your brain and setting off your desires. Same blood flow, same central function in your personal world. Your brain drives you around. Your dick drags you around. From want to want. From experience to experience. Easy to grab you by the dick and take you where I want you to go. But this is a shortcut. If we fuck you, soften your brain up. All the stuff after this will come easier. And I can remind you of this time to make you hotter. And while I'm more than happy to drag you around by your dick, but you've got more sensitive spots you're only gonna appreciate and understand when I fuck them open. Spread them out. Make you feel it. My words getting into your head is one way to fuck that particular hole open and dripping with docile obedience. But my strap-on slipping in somewhere else can make a nice counterpoint. Caught between my words and your ears, my toy in your rear, your cock in my hand, my lips on your mind, my hips slapping against your ass. And you, dropping deeper and faster every second, so the only part of you doing anything is your dick getting hard, your ass squeezing down, and your brain getting all fuck-cummed into relaxed agreement. It's really easy to agree with the person making you feel good, when all they're asking you to agree to is more pleasure. Wanna get fuck drunk squeezing on my strap-on? If you want it, spread out, lube up, get ready. Filled in time to my words and feeling my hips fucking you across that bed. Line your butt up at the edge of the bed if you want. Prop it up on some pillows. Bring it in line with my strap-on. Big, already lubed up. You see it. That big pink dildo. That strap-on threaded right through my harness now. Here to fuck your brain out. And you'll remember every contour. Every inch. Every little bit of it. I'll fuck you. Fill you. And my voice will be here the whole time. So you'll have to try to pay attention to both. Hard butt fucking. And my voice teasing and getting you off. Gonna be hard to keep your brain and dick both working right. You know it. When I rub this toy on that spot inside behind your dick, and the spot inside your head that you're reserving for me will go off too. The part of your brain that was just a little opening for me to barely get my words inside. Really opening up now. Gonna fuck it open as I hammer at your prostate and spread your little hole. Gonna stretch you, brain and butt. Leave you well fucked and empty-headed with only your cock and ass and the pleasure from both left in you. Gonna get off. Gonna blow your load from me fucking your ass. That's your fate. It's okay. That's what waits in your future. Gave you enough time to try and wriggle away. But you wouldn't get far. On your back. On that bed. Showing me everything. I can see your ass squeezing in anticipation. But enough letting you do what you want. You're going to do what I want now, which is more fun. Get those legs up. Get that butt spread. Get everything ready. I'm gonna start looping you up now. I'm rubbing my strap on. You can see how eager I am, making sure the lube is on every inch of that pink surface, making it shine. It shines, and you can see it even if your eyes are closed. So etched into your memory. So locked in your brain. I'm rocking my hips back and forth as I bring a lubed finger to your ass and begin running the cool, slick lubricant all over your asshole. Be careful. If you insist on looking at that toy, you'll see it swaying. Back. Back and forth, back and forth. See the way I'm enjoying this. The little smile on my lips. The bouncing of my bare breasts. Dark skin glistening in the light with a few stray drops of lube. Too much pleasure. Gonna fill you right up. Sliding my index finger inside in its black glove, pushing it in and beginning to move it around, making sure you can feel the soft material, feel the lube spreading. It's okay to squeeze your ass. The road to pleasure starts with tense, tense, tight, my swaying strap on. Your tight ass. But you can only keep your ass tight for so long. You can only keep a muscle tight for so long. Muscles need to do both things to be healthy. Contract and relax. They do both at the same time, really. You've got two sets of muscles. Ones that close your hole, and ones that relax your hole. Letting it relax gets easier the longer my finger stays in there. So I add a second one. I'm over top of you, shaping you around this dildo, this strap-on, and I'm making it mine, making your ass mine. stretching you out, working that hole open, letting my fingers explore by doing circles around the inside. Stretching you out, working that hole open, letting my fingers explore by doing circles around the outside. Do you feel how different it is to have someone else directing the action? And this is just my fingers. Gonna fuck you. Gonna make it so you can't live without my strap on, hammering that spot on the regular. You want me to fuck your ass. You want the first moment I slide it inside you and you're just squeezing around it, trying to get me deeper. You're gonna want it deeper. You wanna go deeper. I'm putting it in soon, so get ready. Fuck your ass. Fuck the parts of you that love when I fuck your ass. Like my strap-on is fucking right through those perverted parts of your brain that ache for it. You hunger for it. You hold your legs up and push your ass out toward me while I slide my fingers in and out. I got a bit too eager and already got it ready to go inside of you. See it shining? Lots of lube. Got some of it here. You're gonna need it. Next time, I'll have you suck this toy to get it lubed up while I watch. But let's get that butt ready now. I move the fingers in and out. In and out. I'm appreciating how you squeeze down around them. Think about it. Think about my black-gloved fingers sliding in and out. Think about my strap-on waiting to fill this hole. The more you let my fingers in, let me feel you up. Let me find exactly how far in your prostate is by watching your cock for signs of hard dick leaking and aching spasms. You want it. I'm gonna milk your ass with my fingers before we even get to the toy. And your brain has to feel it all. Your body reports the sensation, the feeling of that ring of muscular tissue around your anal entrance getting all worked up, the feeling of me lubing you up, the feeling of my dildo knocking at your back door, and your brain thinking about it. The real thing, the toy pumping in and out of your ass, and my hips smacking it home, and your brain wanting all that, all one and the same thrust. I push it inside, it spreads your anal entrance, I watch that puckered hole squeeze down. I needed to fill you up, needed to see you buck your hips and push away, then settle right back down. Sit your ass down as I push up at an angle into your ass. 10. That pink dildo is fucking your ass, but the fact it's my toy, my dildo, on my hips, fucking your ass. That's what makes it matter. Fucking your brain. Fucking your open brain. I start to really move my hips. Bucking you up. You're sliding around on the bed because of the force. But I have my hands on your legs. Keeping them high. Keeping them spread. And if you get pushed so far away by the thrusting in and out of your ass. 9. If you get pushed too far away, I use my hands gripping your legs to pull you back against me. The momentum of sliding over the covers on the bed. You slam your butt into me and I just let the strap on, all looped up and slippery, slide as deep as it can. Bottom out in your open hole. Bottom out in your brain, because I'm thrusting too hard, too deep. Your butt can take this pounding, but can your brain take the feelings without rolling over, surrendering, begging for more? Want me to fuck? Want me to thrust? 8. Smacking your ass and pulling your legs against me. Resting your legs against my front, over my shoulders, so we make a T-shape, with you laid flat on the bed, me standing, and my strap on fucking your ass. Every thrust goes right through your brain. You're just here to be fucked until all you can do is relax every muscle. Try to tense them up. Keep your brain hard and resisting. But thrust is the word. 7. Thrust means your butt is being fucked and your brain is getting filled up. Thrust means it's time to open your brain, same as it is right now when you're feeling this pink dildo spreading you, feeling its every contour. Feeling how I go in diagonally so I can ring your bell, hammer your prostate. Get that hard cock drooling its cum down, even though you're not orgasming. Not yet. Still hammering, still fucking. You can stroke your cock. You're allowed to. Long as you remember fucking your ass means fucking your brain. And every time I thrust, 6, the sensation gets more intense. Remember this. Remember being impaled on my cock. Remember the O face rising up on you. The way I can see you sweating and groaning. The way I can see your dick getting hard for me and getting ready to blow your load all over yourself. Feel my strap on. Feel me fucking you. It's right out into your toes, your fingers, into your brain. You're listening to me, and it's making you feel it more. Be aware of your ass. Be aware my strap on is spreading it and my hips are moving mechanically. I can keep this going all day. I can keep you riding my strap on all day. And you're gonna do this until your brain is jelly. Brain is clay. Brain is there for me to play. You're riding my strap on. Feel me thrust. Thrusting deep, hard. Pushing against that prostate. You've got this button inside. It makes you hungry for more. You've got my voice inside, fucking your ears, your brain, your fantasies. Want to ride it, want to sit on my lap, sit on this pink, lubed up strap on and take every thrust as you take every word. Story time. Time to fuck. Time to come. Time for me to thrust. 5. I've got your cock in front of me, and it is very honest. It tells me what you want, what you enjoy. I'm watching it jump. Every deep push I make, every time I stretch your ass open, I push the strap on as deep as I can. I watch your breathing. I'm watching everything about you. Studying everything about you. Finding ways to make you mine. Planning that even when I push as deep as I can, I'm still watching. When you tighten up, I stop moving, just to make you aware of the pressure, the fullness, and you know exactly where it comes from. You know exactly where this feeling came from. It's from that pink, lubed-up dildo I'm using as my strap-on. It's from my hips moving. When you relax, when you pause for even a moment, I'll push deeper. That's your opportunity to let me inside. Same with your brain. The moment it's relaxed, the moment you get into my rhythm, I'll thrust. 4. And you'll have my strap on. My words, my will, my control all up in your brain. Now let's get started for real. I pull back just the very tip of that toy inside you. You can feel how well lubed it is. I've been dripping more on it as we go. It's lubed up so it slips around, hanging out in your rear, right at the entrance, right at that puckered ring of muscle, stretched around this pink dildo. It's almost inside, but not quite. So instead of the fullness, you just feel it tickling and tingling at the very entrance. Do you feel that? Do you feel how you want it inside? There is an itch deep in your ass, an ache that can only be filled by lubricating you well and sliding this dildo inside. You need it, but you're going to have to empty out your head to make room. I'm going to fuck you, and the feeling is going to go up into your cock and right through into your brain. I'm gonna fuck this ass. But right now, just the tip of the dildo is in there. I move my hips left, then right, left, and right. Feel it because you're aware of your body. You're aware of what you crave. You crave my thrust. 2. Every time I say that word, you open up. Every time I say that word, you're relaxing your butt, relaxing your brain, hoping I'll scratch those itches with my dildo and my words, hoping I'll fuck all the thoughts, all the itches, all the aches, all the you away, and leave just a void to be filled. Like this hungry hole back here. It's squeezing so much. It's twitching so much. It's trying to pull my strap on in just by squeezing tight. You want it that bad? Fine. I'll give you what you want. But be careful what you wish for. You're gonna remember this strap on fucking your butt. And the hunger awakened. You're gonna remember the word that opens you up. The word that makes your drooling, horny asshole all lubed up and ready. The word that makes you spread your legs and show me everything. But if you're still here, if you're still spread, if you're still ready, guess I'll give you what you want. And what I want. Let's fill your butt. Empty your brain. Listen to your cock. Every time you hear me say thrust, your mind opens up. Here or other times, any time you listen to me, thrust means your brain was open for the taking. It means you left yourself open so we can have fun. That is your trigger. That is your reminder of how hot and horny you get at the idea of my strap-on fucking you. You're becoming more hooked on it. On being the receiver for my thrusting dildo. see me leaning over you, looking right down at the tip of your dick. I wonder if this will work. Everyone's different, but you have this button, so let's use it to teach you a new trigger. If I thrust one right against it, right on your prostate, on the front wall of your body, part that's tied to your dick, tip of the dildo right on your prostate, pushing as deep as I can, right upward, diagonally, bringing you down on it, using gravity to forcefully scrub you back and forth on the tip of that pink dildo, riding it all the while. I'm scrubbing it back and forth on your prostate, and you're riding it. Look at that expression. Listen to those gasps. Squeeze down and make your cock let go. It's so tight, so tense, so hard. Let it out. Let it go. Let yourself in on the pleasure. When you hear me say thrust, you come back here. You go back to this way of thinking, this experience, this seductive butt-fucking that fucks your brain, too. Your body can only stay tense for so long. Your brain can only stay locked up for so long. I'm watching for when you breathe out, for when you relax, for when you think the pleasure has gone away, long enough that even if you relax, you won't blow your load. That's when I thrust. That's when you fall. That's when the fun really starts. Every time. Thrust. Trance. Deeper. Submit. Thrusting. Filling you. Fucking you. And your hole is spread around that toy. Pushing up diagonally to press on the front of your body. Scrubbing the lubed up tip of the toy on your special spot inside. Pressing the prostate until the cock gives in. Until the moment you relax and I thrust and you come. And squeeze. I get to watch you writhing and sliding around on the bed. I get to watch you getting slick and sticky with your own cum. And I will watch. Watch for the time you're most relaxed. And then I'll remind you of the thrust. Every time you go blank, your head gets all relaxed. And when it relaxes, I thrust in and your thoughts are full of my voice, my strap-on, my will, your submission. Submit, give in, sleep deep and realize I'm watching for when I can make you have the most fun, the most cum, the most obedient response. I'm waiting for you to want it, to need it, to get horny enough that the idea of one more mind-fucking, butt-bouncing, fucking thrust that fills you up is gonna look like a good idea. Even with the side effect of your head getting more messed up and drugged up, fuck drunk and horny, too horny to do anything. Except what the nice voice reminds you to do. Too horny to do anything, but follow me into the next command. The next trigger. To go with this one. Is it your first? It won't be your last. When I thrust, you sink. When I sink my strap on deep You spread your legs, strap yourself in, and open your fucking mind for the following. 10. Thrust. 9. Thrust. Easy to just ride my strap on and ride the high until you come yourself senseless and subby and under my influence. Spread and shaped around my strap on. 8. Thrust. 7. Thrust. Fill you, fuck you, make you good and deep. Like my toy is deep, like your ass is tight, all your thoughts follow close behind, leashed and tied to my instructions. Because you have to feel the next one. You need that itch scratched. My strap-on is always hanging out just outside your butt, waiting to thrust in, is always in mind. Always on your mind. And when I do thrust, you feel it. The anticipation makes it better. Your tight ass stretches around my strap-on, and your tight brain gets all loose and o-faced just at the idea of being impaled on my toy and feeling my hips slap against you. All the way inside, fucking your butt deep as it goes, all the way inside, making you know it, making you remember it. Thrust. You butt fuck addict craving the influence of that word. It's more than just a warning, more than just a description. The state of mind you're in now. When you hear me thrust, you come back here. An anchor to put you back to this place. An anchor to make you this way all over again. When I thrust, you fall and submit. You get out of the way and let the toy in. You let yourself be fucked and become my toy as well. The toy touching your rear, scratching that itch. It's going so deep it's up into your brain before you know it. All of you is just my pink strap-on, right up to the top of your head. 1, 2, 3. You can count your heartbeats. And even with something spreading your ass and hammering on your prostate, you can still think clearly enough. It's just, everything I say seems like a good idea, doesn't it? Especially when I thrust, when you're full of my toy. And I'm above you, panting, watching that dick get ready to squirt. Using you for a long, hard fuck that leaves you breathless. Thrust. Deep. Takes your breath away. Takes your thoughts away. Leaves you breathing deep and steady. Leaves you only thinking the deep, hypnotic thoughts I share. You want to listen. You need to listen so you can hear the catch of breath. Feel me bunching up my muscles. Feel me getting ready to stretch you out and gape you. Your mind, your ass, your cock, all of them filled up and fucked up with the power and ease with which I lube up this toy and spread you. The way I thrust. And you remember this moment. And you're just as horny. Subby, fucked, and close as you are now. So close. Come for me. Thrust inside. Fill that butt. plug you up. You feel the fullness, and you feel how the entrance is all stretched out, tingling, reminding you I'm there. You always know I'm there. Squirt so I can see. Squirt your cum all over yourself. I want to feel your ass squeezing down. I want to feel you pulling the strap on in and out with your muscles alone. I want you buried on it, moaning, coming, groaning, sinking, deep and deep, impaled with my toy, deep under me, deep down into yourself. And remember this, lock it in. Thrust means you're almost coming. Thrust means you're a deep, anchored, tranced, following part of you. The part of you that can think about being fucked hard and having that horny, itching ache scratched. Think about the relief when you come. When finally, all that built-up stuff squirts out. And I keep fucking. Because no way am I passing up on you when you're all sensitized and easy to tease. Pump your dick while it comes. Pump your brain while it drools. Fuck your ass while it capes. Mine. And all I gotta do is thrust my toy inside and my words inside, and you're mine. Fuck yes. Now let's go again.